Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's midday interview. My guest today is Barbara McKenzie. She's the artistic director of Chamber Music Wilmington. She's also a very accomplished and marvelous pianist herself. She's going to be telling us all about this season of Chamber Music Wilmington called Music Among Friends. So Barbara, welcome and thanks for being here.
Oh, good afternoon. Thanks for having me, Jamila.
Now you have, first of all, the concert coming up on Sunday sounds really intriguing, and then we'll get into the rest of the season. Tell us how you come up with a season. What's your inspiration for choosing what's going to happen within a calendar year for you?
Well, we really try to offer a lot of variety, first of all, and comparing this season to last year, I always think, how am I going to top this season? And then we come up with another season that I think is just really great. Last year we started with Bach, and we knew that was a great way to start the season, so we're starting with Mozart this year, you know, just one of the great musical giants. And just to give it a kick, I've created a program called Einstein, speaking of Mozart, because he did consider Mozart to be his best friend, and when he was apparently... can I use the pun, fiddling around with a physics problem? He would actually pick up his violin and work through the problem. And someone said, in reference to his famous theory on relativity, so Dr. Einstein, how did you solve that? And he said, basically, it was a perception that I realized through music. And I thought that was just really stunning. He would have been a musician had he not been a physicist, and he played with a lot of celebrity artists and otherwise in his day. And so we're going to celebrate both of these two great rock stars, really.
That's wonderful. And I noticed in your flyer for the Chamber Music Wilmington, there's a great quote there saying, Mozart's music is so pure and beautiful that I see it as a reflection of the inner beauty of the universe.
Right.
A quote from Einstein. Oh.
Right. We're talking about some of Einstein's characteristics today at 1 o'clock at the Art of Listening. And, you know, I don't think people realize that he was considered, of course, the smartest man in the world. And then he also was deeply spiritual. Mm-hmm. And some of the things that he said, there's a wonderful book called Einstein, The Human Side, Albert Einstein, The Human Side, that I found to be really insightful into the deeper dimension of Albert Einstein as a wonderful spiritual teacher and mentor. Some of the things sound like Gandhi. Jamila. I mean, it's really amazing.
I believe that. And today happens to be the birth of the formula of E equals MC squared.
Yeah, which I just heard.
Just found that out. Pretty
I didn't
wonderful.
Realize that.
Yeah. Universe. Just we kind of glossed over it quickly. Yeah. Mention to people what you're doing today. It's called The Art of Listening at UNCW, and that's a free event. Where is that and when?
Yes, it's also The Art of Listening is a new series that we started last year and are really promoting this year. It's an invitation for people who want to deepen their listening experience to come on Friday afternoons at 1 o'clock to the Cultural Arts Building. We'll have guides to show you the classroom we're in, and it's actually near the front door. So come to The Art of Listening at 1 o'clock today, and you'll get to really hear some more in-depth discussion about the music that's being played, and I'm going to demonstrate some of the wonderful things in the architecture and musical structure of Mozart that really captivated Einstein. And, you know, we'll talk about that a little bit, and I'll demonstrate some examples. And that quote you read about Mozart's music is so pure and beautiful that I see it as a reflection of the inner beauty of the universe. He looked at physics that way, too.
Mm-hmm.
And we're starting the entire program on Sunday evening with a wonderful video montage of Einstein playing the violin in different formations and ending with that quote. And then the quintet, actually we have two violas in this composition, will come out and start to play the C major quintet that was one of Einstein's favorites.
We'll also be hearing this hour, by the way.
Yeah, he often played this piece with the likes of the Juilliard Quartet. In fact, there's a great story, Jamila. Bobby Mann called Dr. Einstein up and said, we'd like to come out and read some this afternoon with you from, you know, to Princeton, New Jersey, where he lived. And he said, great, I really want to play the C major quintet. So they came out and... Bobby Mann related later that Einstein was really having a hard time coming in at the right place. And he couldn't resist. He said, "Dr. Einstein, what's the problem? Can't you count?" I just think it's great.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
If you're just joining us, you're hearing Barbara McKenzie. She is the Artistic Director for Chamber Music Wilmington, which kicks off its 2013-2014 season called Music Among Friends, with a concert this Sunday evening at 7:30 at Beckwith Recital Hall at UNCW. The concert is called Einstein Speaking of Mozart. We're a little more than halfway through the interview, Barbara, so I want to be sure we have time. Mm-hmm. We can't talk about the whole season because the go is into next year, but
right.
You have a number of interesting things that are happening this year that are new.
Right. We've created several new initiatives. One is a real commitment to supporting young artists. We have the Ataka Quartet coming from the Juilliard School. They are the resident string quartet there, and they've already won prizes all over the world, from Osaka to Australia to Canada and New York. And they're just really phenomenal young artists. And they're coming to play with Ivan Moshuk, who's the Gilmore Young Artist from 2010, just recently did really well in the Busoni competition. He's playing the piano with him. And we have also created a quartet residency with the Cavani Quartet from the Cleveland Institute. And
how long will they be here?
They're coming for three longer visits. They start in October. They're doing things all over the community, from the Ability Garden at Early Gardens to, here at WHQR, a live broadcast. And then we have we've commissioned a new composition for the Cavani and myself from a very good friend of theirs, Eric Gould, who's on the composition faculty at the Berklee School. So it's going to have a little jazzy kick to it.
Lots of wonderful things coming up, new things this year. So
yep.
you also have something I noticed in your flyer about the salons, which
right.
are special concerts by invitation. They're mm-hmm. usually at someone's home
right.
or some other special location.
Yeah, we're really excited about that. This is music in the home, the way it was originally composed for, and these are larger homes where if you're a subscriber, you're automatically on the invitation list to come to those events. We usually have about 85 people. It's a really intimate affair. I think Beckwith Recital Hall offers an intimacy, but this
it
is
does.
Like right in the living room.
Yeah.
So it's a little different. And we start in October with the Cavani Quartet. And they're talking about the history of the string quartet and just giving lots of musical examples and how one composer influenced another. I think that's going to be really interesting.
Wonderful. Now, if someone wanted to buy a season subscription, do they do that through the Keenan Box Office or do they do that through your website?
Actually, the Keenan Box Office is our box office, so they could subscribe or buy single tickets through Keenan. Or E-Tix.
Okay,
also
good.
Is
the
good
Keenan
site.
Phone number is 962-3500. Now let's talk a little bit about the rest of the season and the couple of minutes that we have left.
Okay, well, we have a big holiday concert, Candlelight at St. Paul's with the Carolina Brass, and everyone loves Carolina Brass. They're just a phenomenal brass quintet, and they are resident here in North Carolina, but they're fabulous artists, and they're coming in December. And, we have the Cavani coming back in January. So a lot to look forward to. And they're bringing a poet with them, Mwatabu Okanta, who is just really doing workshops for writers and poets all over the area and talking about how music inspired him. And so he will be demonstrating that in the community.
Boy, it sounds like a really inspiring and rich season. So many artists, so many different new initiatives,
mm-hmm.
and poetry added in, and Einstein added in. It sounds great, Barbara.
Well, and when you look at the whole season, it really captures what music does for us in terms of inspiration and how we practice creativity. All of these programs will be demonstrating those two.
Wonderful. If you'd like more information about the whole season or the group, you can go to chambermusicwilmington.org. And again, tickets are available for individual concerts, or you can get a season subscription by calling the Keenan box office, 962-3500.
And I just want to say, whether it's Chamber Music Wilmington or the Wilmington Symphony or the Concert Association, please subscribe, because that keeps us going, guys. Thank
Absolutely.
You.
Barbara McKenzie, my guest today. She's the Artistic Director of Chamber Music Wilmington, a great supporter of the arts and a participant in the arts. Barbara, thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
This is WHQR.